John chapter number 19, and I'm going to pick up the reading there in verse number 28. And I said John 19, it's actually John 18. For a minute, I thought my Bible had been changed. I said, well, I should have wrote that down right this morning. John 18, let's pick it up here in verse 28. It says, "Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. They themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." Now I got to stop there just for a minute. And in Acts chapter number 7, they put Stephen to death, didn't they? You see there? I mean, it just shows you, I'm telling you, there's something here. It says that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Now think about this, if the Jews had stoned him, That was the method of death then. He wouldn't have went to the cross. You see how that Bible is right there? It comes to pass just like it's supposed to. It says this, "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews." Watch this. "But now," that means later, "now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all." Brother Mike, would you pray for us again quickly?
Again, Lord, we come to you, Lord, to thank you for the heart, Lord. Thank you for hearing what you've done for us on the time.
Yes.
Never quit thankful, saying that for how great a thing that is for the person, anybody to be able to receive you as a personal friend.
Right.
Lord, we just ask today, Lord, if you should send Brother Chase this message. Lord, I already know in my heart that it'll be good. All your word is good. We just thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to build him up. Turn him loose.
Yes.
Let him know that our hearts be open, our minds to receive your word.
Amen.
Just to say it's been good to be back in your house again. Just to be able to have fellowship with you. Just to hear the word that you have for us.
Yes.
Lord, we give you glory and honor. And all the things that we do it for our name. In your holy, sweet, precious name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What you have here is you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, going to the cross for us. This is the events that happened before the cross. And it's amazing to me how the Lord Jesus Christ, He came to the world and He made the world. He came to His own received Him not. Here He comes down here and these things take place by night. They tried Him in the nighttime. They done all these things by night. And that's how the devil works. He does his darkness at nighttime. And you got the one who made the world come down and became flesh that He might die for us. And these things are happening to Him. He's suffering here. And, you know, I thought about this thing here. You know, you've heard the saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Well, you know, you have food in your belly. You got clothes on your back and shoes on your feet because the Lord allowed it. Now, I had a friend in college one time. He had a Rottweiler. And that Rottweiler used to lay on the couch just like a human. Big old dog. I'm telling you, I didn't like that dog to start with. But anyway, he had went out in the yard and killed a rabbit or something. He done mangled that thing. I don't know what it was. But anyway, he had that thing on the couch. And my roommate came in there and he said, "What is that?" And that dog just looking at him. And he went down there to grab whatever that was. And that dog snapped at him. And my roommate said, "That's it, buddy. You're outside." And I thought, well, good, good. But anyway, you see, that dog was going to bite the hand that was feeding him. You know, I thought about this thing right here. These people don't realize the one that gave them breath, the one that said, "Let there be," and it was, the one who created all of it, the one that said, "A damsel, I say unto thee, arise," and she arose. Here's this, and they're treating him like that. Now, y'all, you know what the Bible says?
That's right, brother.
The Bible says you're going to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to suffer. I want to read a couple of verses to you again. Here's one I've read to you before. Philippians 3:10. "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection," watch this though, "and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death." Here's another one. The Bible says in Luke 9:23, "And He said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself," that's not taught today, "and take up his cross daily and follow me." You know what the cross involves? The cross involves the pain that's involved in doing the will of God. Why? Because the Lord Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Why? Daily. You know, look, we don't have to die on the cross daily. Well, what's he saying there? There's going to be a pain involved in you going against your will and yielding to the will of the Father daily. Why? Because your flesh is going to be telling you daily, "I want you to do this, I want you to do that, and I want you to do the other thing." And you know what? That inner man is going to take control and say, "Not my will, but thy will be done." That's going to take pain. It's going to take suffering.
Amen.
Why? And y'all, because that's something we deal with daily. Why? How do you know, Brother Chase? Because I deal with it daily, and you're going to deal with the same thing. And y'all, if you're gonna have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're gonna have sufferings. Now, you know what amazes me? The Bible says we're more than conquerors. All right, now, if you're going to be more than conquerors, don't you have to have a fight to conquer something? The thing is, we want to be more than conquerors without having anything to conquer over. We want to have the victory without having to fight a war in to begin with. Y'all, that's the mentality of the day, is just hand me without having to done anything. Y'all, the Lord Jesus Christ had a cross before He had a crown.
Amen.
Y'all, if you're going to be in fellowship with the Lord, He said you'll be in fellowship by going through sufferings. Well, you know what we say? Well, a lot of people say, what would Jesus do? You've heard people say that. What would Jesus do? Y'all, the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross. I don't have to go to the cross.
Amen.
Say, what would He have me do?
Amen.
That's why. What would the Lord Jesus Christ have me do in this situation? Why? That's servanthood. That's saying, not my will, not what I'd have myself do. What would You have me do? And y'all, you can look at this thing here before He done a great work. Yeah, would y'all all agree that Calvary is a great work?
Amen.
Something that we can't do. We couldn't do this thing. Y'all, you know what? People say, "Well, I just can't live it. I can't be a Christian. I just can't live it." You got it then. You can't live it. The Lord Jesus Christ has to live it out through you. He's got to work in and through you. It's impossible. It's impossible to love folks that's unlovable. It's impossible to have joy in situations where I don't want to have joy in. It's impossible to have peace in situations where I can't have peace in. That's impossible. The Lord has to do it through you. Now, it's going to take suffering. It's going to take suffering in situations where you just have to suffer with things. Y'all, every one of us has got things we're suffering through right now. If you're anything like me, you got something you're going through right now that's tough. And you know what? A lot of times that thing is going on. What you're saying, "Man, why is this happening to me?" You know what's happening? Maybe the Lord's saying, "Hey, I just want you to have some fellowship with me." You know what? There's a lot of things that's happening in my life, and I say, "What is going on, Lord? I don't understand. I can't figure this thing out." And guess what? That's the time when the Lord's saying, "Hey, I just wanted you to have some good fellowship with me." If that thing hadn't happened, you know what? We wouldn't have the fellowship with the Lord we have with Him right now.
That's right.
You know what happens? A lot of times we want to have a deeper prayer life, and a lot of times something has to come in so you'll have a deeper prayer life. Why? Because most of us, if you're going to be truthful, you're not going to do it on your own. Why? Because that flesh is so strong. You're going to see that. Now, you know what you're going to see in this thing? I want you to see some events that happened before a great work was done. that you can apply to your daily life and say, hey, if I'm going to have fellowship with the Lord, these things right here are going to happen before that great work is done. Why? The Lord suffered, you're going to suffer.
Right.
You know, we want to be like Christ without being like Christ. If Christ had a Judas, you're going to have a Judas. You're going to have somebody close to you do you wrong.
Amen.
Because you're going to be like Christ. You're going to have somebody who is against you. Why? Just for no reason at all. You're going to have people run you down for no reason. Why? Just because they don't like you. You know what? Most of the time I've learned, I'm old enough to know this, most of the time when people are running you down, it's because they're probably jealous of you.
Amen.
That's what a lot of that stuff is. Why? They get on, yeah. Why? Instead of the gossiping tongues, you got the gossiping thumbs nowadays. They get on there and just text all that bad stuff about you. Why? Because most of them jealous of what you got. Now, what you have is here an example of something here that you can apply to your daily life. And I want you to see, first of all, on your way to that fellowship, the hypocrites are going to be at their worst. Verse number 28. The Bible says that they led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. Watch this, though. And it was early. And it was early there. These people here are Pharisees leading the Lord Jesus Christ down to the judgment hall. And you know, on those, they did the thing early in the morning. And you know what I thought about those Pharisees? They didn't just boom, they were born Pharisees. They had to become Pharisees. You know what? It takes a while for somebody to become a Pharisee. You know what you're going to find out right there? Those hypocrites are at their worst. You know what they said in that text? They said, now these are people who are leading the Son of God down to an innocent man, by the way, to be killed. You know what they said? We don't need to go in that judgment hall lest we be defiled. What? You talking about straining in a gnat and swallowing a camel? That's what they're doing.
Right.
They're saying, hey, they're leading somebody down to be, they're about to commit murder, but yet they don't want to go in the judgment hall lest they be defiled. You know what? That's a hypocrite right there. Why? How you know? Well, the Lord Jesus called them hypocrites in Matthew chapter 23. So I know, if I want to know what a hypocrite is, all I got to do is study a Pharisee, and that's stay away from that thing. You know what you're finding out right there? So many people are becoming Pharisees.
Amen.
You know, one thing we don't want to happen here is be Pharisees. Why? Because the Lord will be out the door. He won't have fellowship with Pharisees. You know who He'd have fellowship with? He'd have fellowship with somebody caught in the act of adultery. Before He'd have fellowship with a Pharisee.
Amen. That's right.
Why? Because He said the harlots and the publicans get in the kingdom before you.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing? Why? Because they thought they was better than everybody.
That's right.
That's the mentality we don't need to have. Why? Because look, if we get that mentality right there, you're not going to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Why? You're living in a time now, y'all, when people, they're just biblically illiterate. And I'm not trying to be funny or silly, but it's the only, I have to illustrate things. Most people can write what they know about the Bible on a postage note. Why? Because they don't study anyway. So what's that telling me? You're going to have to educate folks on the Bible. You're going to have to put up with them a little bit. Why? Because they don't know as much as you do. Well, that's a good thing. Why? You get a chance to witness to them.
Amen.
Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get all that Bible knowledge. You'll get puffed up, and then guess what happened? The first wind to come in and knock you down.
That's right, brother.
First thing, you know, I'm going to tell you something. If the Lord were to turn the devil on any one of us, man, He could get us in just a moment. One bad week, man, we'd be down on our knees crying, saying and doing things we never thought we'd be able to do.
Right.
Why? Because I'm telling you, that spirit and that flesh is against one another, and if you feed that flesh, the spirit's going to be weaker.
Amen.
That's just how it is. Now what you're going to see here is you're going to see hypocrites are going to be at their worst. Now the flesh is energy. I want to show you something about the flesh is energy. Hold your place there and look at a little book called Micah. Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah. I had to kind of call them out in my mind, find them. Micah chapter number 2. Just several books back there. I want to show you something there about the energy of the flesh. I want you to notice, if you're saved here this morning, you've got two natures. You've got an old man and a new man. That's where a lot of people get the Bible wrong. They don't realize when they come through that Bible there, if you don't realize those two natures, you'll get your Bible messed up. Why? When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, your old man, I'm still in this body right here, this old man is still trying to tell me what to do. But the inward man, the Bible says, you got an inner man. That spirit is trying to go against that flesh. Now what you have here is that flesh is strong. That Bible says it was early when they did this. What, y'all? They stayed up all night long to do this. They stayed up all night long. You know what? You got a generation of people now. Oh man, I lost my place. You got a generation of people nowadays that can stay up all night long and party and do all this stuff. But when it comes to spiritual things, they don't have the energy for it. Why? Because they spend all the energy doing the things of the world. Yo, you can't spend all your energy doing the things of the world and expect to have the energy to serve the Lord like you ought to. You know what? The Bible says in Ephesians, talking about people being past feeling. Now look, if you've used all your feelings up in the world Monday through Saturday, and you've used all your feelings up for the world, the flesh, and the devil, that's why whenever you come in here and the Bible comes in, you don't have any mind toward it. Why? Because you've used all your feelings up during the week. You're drained. Look, Micah chapter 2, verse 1, he says, "Woe unto them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand." What? They, you know what their mentality is? I got the power to do it, so I'm just going to do it. That's the flesh. The flesh don't worry about whether it pleases anybody else other than their self. It don't matter who it hurts or anything else. Don't matter if it hurts my mom and daddy. Don't matter if it hurts my friend. Don't matter if it hurts. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do because I want to do it. That's the flesh. Now look at this. It says, "And they covet fields and take them by violence." What? Whatever. It doesn't matter if it's mine or not. I'm just going to take it.
Right.
See there? "And houses and take them away, so they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage." You know what sin will do? Sin will cause you to hurt the lives of others, and you don't have any regard of anything but self. Y'all, that's a Pharisee. What I'm telling you is, I'm trying to warn you. Why? I'm not getting on to it. I'm just saying we don't need to become that. Why? Because you'll become it without even realizing it. Y'all, those Pharisees, I guarantee you, they started off. Don't you know when they was young, boy? I can picture them now. I can picture that boy getting that Torah. I can picture him getting the first 5 books of Moses and being excited about it and going to school and say, "I'm going to learn about the Lord." He didn't have any intention, I don't think, of becoming what he became. But guess what happened? Over years of that junk and years of that junk and years of that stuff, and I've really done something now. I've arrived now. And you know what happened? Now that I've arrived, they've got their, I look nicer than everybody else here today. Here, oh, so-and-so, they don't look like I do, so they're not as spiritual as I am. And let me tell you something, before long that attitude comes in there, and before long they're as far away from God as you can get. And the Lord Jesus Christ Himself can't have fellowship with them. That stuff happens all the time. You know what happened? That Bible ought to get you to see how sinful we are and say, "Lord, I need You more now than I've ever needed You."
Amen.
If we don't develop that mentality, you know what happened? We'll become a Pharisee, and before long you're looking at everybody else.
Amen.
Well, we got to preach on that all the time. Why? Because that flesh every day is going to try to get you, is going to try to get you to do that. I see it all the time. That's one of the biggest troubles in churches is people think they're better than the next man. I'm telling you, everybody's got problems. All of us got them. Now, it's strong. That flesh is strong. You've seen that in that text. The Bible said it was early. They stayed up all night long. You know, the Lord Jesus said this, and you can mark it in your margin. He told Simon Peter and the disciples in Mark 14:38, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." Watch this. "The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." You know what he's saying? I know y'all spirit wants to serve me, but if you don't pray, you're not going to have the spiritual strength to turn down the temptation. You know what's going on today? Most people don't turn down the temptation when the temptation comes in because they haven't strengthened the spirit through prayer. You know what? The average person does not pray. They did Barna done a study on Christians and how often they pray. And you know what? They did, they polled 2,500 Christians. And you know what? The average Christian said they spend about 10 minutes a week in prayer. If they would just be on. Well, they were over the phone. They didn't see their face. They just up polled them and asked them. They had no reason to lie. 10 minutes a week. No wonder they enter into temptation. So no wonder why? Because you're not going to get the spiritual strength you need if you're not spending time in prayer.
Amen.
Well, he told Simon Peter, he said, "You better watch and pray."
Amen.
Simon Peter said, "If all men forsake that," he said, "yet will not I." You know what the Lord's telling Peter? You better pray. Why? Because if the cock's going to crow and you're going to deny me 3 times. You know what he did? He done it, didn't he?
Amen.
Simon Peter thought he knew more than the Word of God. You know what that Word of God said? That Word of God says you better pray. And if we don't think that prayer strengthens us, we're like Simon Peter trying to correct the Word of God.
That's right.
It's amazing. It's amazing how that thing comes in there. Then do you do that? Now think about this right here. The flesh makes a big deal out of fleshly things. Well, they didn't want to enter the temple lest they was defiled, but they were leading a man down to be murdered. So you know what the flesh says? The flesh says if it feels good, if it looks good, if it sounds good, that's for me. Now look, y'all, God gave y'all these bodies so you can enjoy things. I'm not saying don't go, you know, go outside and you can't have a good time. I have about as good time as anybody. I believe I do. I enjoy life. Anybody that knows me, I like to laugh, I like to cut, and I like to play. But let me tell you something. If it feels good, looks good, and it sounds good, takes precedence over the Word of God, it's wrong, and you got to go with the Word of God instead of the flesh.
Amen.
Why? Because that flesh will say, isn't it good for food? Isn't it pleasant to the eyes? Isn't it desire to be make one wise? And the flesh said, oh, wow, that's good things. But guess what? It leads you all straight down to the devil.
Amen.
That's the devil right there. What I'm telling y'all is that flesh is four fleshly things. And you know what it'll do? It'll make you think just because you're not doing one thing that you're all right, but you're really doing something even worse. You know what they were doing? They were leading Christ down to murder and they didn't want to go in the judgment hall. You know what a lot of people do? Well, I don't do what they do when they go home and watch a rated R movie.
Yeah.
Well, who's worse, them or you? What I'm telling you is every one of us has got work to do. Well, every one of us has got something wrong. You know what the thing? You got to look in the mirror and say, Lord, what would you have me do? Not what you'd have them do. Well, what I'm telling you is this right. If you ever get your eyes on somebody else and what they're doing, your eyes is off Jesus. You know what we got to do? If you see a problem with somebody else, pray for them. Why? Because we can't do anything anyway. Y'all, every one of us has got something going on. So you know what we're supposed to do? Pray for brothers and sisters in Christ. You know what we're doing? We're trying to handle it our own self. We're trying to say that we know more than God and we can do it without Him.
Right.
Whenever you're praying, you're saying, Lord, I can't do anything. I need You to help them, Lord. You know what the Pharisees take matters in their own hands. That's what they do. You take matters in your own hands, you know what you're doing? You're being a Pharisee. Now what you have there is you've got a thing here. He's warning you about these religious people, and you want to see something, where can you find them at? Why am I warning you so much about this? Hold your place there and turn to Acts chapter 20. I'm trying to tell you this because this right here, as you're turning to Acts 20, I want to show you where the problem arises at. It's always close by, always. Now, you know what? I've never had any problem. When I go out witnessing on the street or those of you who go out witnessing at your job and things like that, you'll notice you're not going to have problems with people on the street for the most part. You're really not going to have any major problem with it. You might get into a biblical discussion with them. But y'all, in America right now, you're not going to have anybody hit you in the head. Yes, that happens here, there, and yonder. But for the most part, don't happen. You know where you had the problem at? Right there in your Bible, you're going to see where the problem really is. That's why I'm telling you, I'm warning you about these Pharisees. I'm warning you about this thing. Why? Because you're going to have fellowship with the Lord, you're going to have sufferings, and you're going to have to find out where the suffering is going to come from. Why? So you can see where it's coming from and be warned and not be a part of it. Acts chapter 20, you'll find out where the trouble comes from. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 20, verse number 29, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in, where at? Among you. Among you. The Bible says, not sparing the flock. Now watch this. Also, of your own selves shall men arise. Watch this. Speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. You know what people do? They'll say, now you don't want to be over there by them now. They don't think like we do. Things like that. And y'all, you know what they did? They break up the flock. You know what happened? That's a Pharisee. You know what he's trying to say? He's trying to warn them. He said, that's going to happen among you. You know where the trouble's going to rise? Not outside. The trouble's going to rise right in here. With this group right here. So you know what we got to do? We got to try to not be like that. You say, Lord, I know it could happen to me. If Paul said it could happen to them, it could happen to me. I don't want to be that one. Lord, I want to be the one who's trying to encourage and strengthen and build up and edify and lift up the Savior and magnify the Word. I want to be the one that's a help, not a hindrance. I want to be the one who's a stepping stone, not a stumbling block.
Amen.
Why? Because I can tell you something. As soon as you let your guard down, the devil will say, oh, I got a weak one right there. Why? As soon as you think you're strong, that's when you're weak. It's when you're weak that you're actually strong. Lord, I'm weak. I need your help. I need you to hold me up because I don't want to become the one that tears the place apart.
Amen.
You know what happened? One bit of carnality. You know what happened? Start tearing things up.
Amen.
Biting and devouring one another. We call it dog eat dog. You know what he said over in Galatians? He said, y'all are biting and devouring. So you know what we have to do? Before the problem arises, cut it out before it ever even happens.
Amen.
Now that's what we want to do. Why? Because I can tell you something. The Bible says you're going to have sufferings if you're going to be in fellowship with the Lord. And you know what you're seeing in these days here? You're seeing places blow up and get big. And Jude says, talks about great swelling words. All that is just impress somebody. A lot of these places are huge. They got 400 or 500 people going there. But you know what happens? Y'all ever seen a dog get hit on the side of the road? That thing swell up real big. Just because the thing is big doesn't mean it's alive. You know what happens? You can have a live living organism. It can be small and then grow the right way. What I'm telling you is you're not going to grow the right way if we're being Pharisees. The best thing to do is to say, Lord, work on me.
Amen.
Start with here. And Lord, help them. Help me to be a help to them.
Amen.
Why? Because I can tell you something. We've all got sufferings going on. We've all got things going on. And we all need help from one another.
Amen.
Why? Because everybody's got something they're suffering with. And he's telling you that is a warning. Now I want you to see another thing too. Not only are hypocrites at their worst, but you're also going to see people go on in their wicked ways. Verse number 34, Pilate is over here questioning the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll see how he's kind of treating the Lord Jesus Christ roughly there. And you'll notice in verse number 34, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee?" Tell it thee of me. You know what you're going to find is insincerity. They're not sincere. He knew better. He knew the Lord was innocent. Verse 38 said, he said, "I find no fault in him at all." The Pilate knew that the Lord Jesus Christ was innocent. So you know what he's saying? He said, the Lord said, "Pilate, did somebody else tell you this about me, or is that the way you think?" You know what you can find out from that statement? Is your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ personal, or is it from somebody else telling you all things about it?
That's right.
Y'all, look, there's nothing wrong with teaching, there's nothing wrong with preaching, but you've got to have your own personal time with the Lord. What he's saying, Paul, is everything you've heard of me is out somebody else has told you. You hadn't even couldn't talk to me yourself. You know what happens, y'all? Yes, we got to have the teaching. Yes, it's good for the preaching. But you know what's important is for you personally to talk to the Lord yourself.
Amen.
Why? Because look here, there's things that the Lord tells you. I couldn't tell you. I can't give you good counsel. God can give you the perfect counsel. Y'all, it's God who's going to be the one that gives you the help that other people can't help you with.
Amen.
And y'all, you got to go to the Lord Jesus Christ, your own self, to get the help you need and direction. The decisions that you've got right now to make, have you asked the Lord about it? You think about that right now. In your life, have you said, "Lord, is this okay with you? I'm not worried about what they think or what she thinks or what he thinks. Lord, is it okay with you that I'm doing this?" Why? Because think about who is it hurting?
That's right.
Who is it? Think about all the people that got hurt. You think about Pilate's wife over there. She's over there. Pilate had nothing to do with this just man. She said, "Look, I'm telling you, leave that guy alone." And Pilate's over here willing to content the people. You know what happens? You know what people do? They're so worried about what the next one's thinking, or I'm in too far, and I went in too, change the day to day to day. Why? Because a lot of people say, "You've done too much. You went too far. The Lord couldn't forgive you." Let me tell you something. Samson, he didn't go too far, did he? Think about what all Samson did and how far Samson went with the Lord. And guess what? He said, "Lord, I need you to give me my strength back." And the Lord gave him his strength back. Yes, it was short-lived, but it still happened. Why? God wasn't done with you. Know who puts you out? You put your own self out.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. We talk about the Lord doing this, that, and the other thing. It's not God's fault. The Bible says the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. That means He don't change His mind about the thing. If He gave you something, He gave you something. And you know what happens? You'll disqualify your own self. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord's way more merciful than we are. We've gotten to play. We just slam them down and knock. Lord, will now this time we call down fire as Elias did. We'd just shock them if we could. If I could throw out bolts of lightning, you know what? The Lord knew not to trust me with that. Why? I'd just shock everybody. Is that what you say over there? Man, I'm telling you. Well, the Lord knows not to entrust us with that stuff. We couldn't handle it. But y'all, God has the power. If He wanted to, He could strike you down dead right now. But you know He does. He's merciful with you. He's kind with you.
Yes, He is.
You see how that thing is right there? And I'm telling you right now, we got to be like that. Why? Because if not, you'll turn into something awful and not be sincere in your dealings with God. Pilate wasn't sincere. Y'all, most people nowadays aren't sincere in their dealings with God. They don't even care. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Hell, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Hey, look, if there's a God, there's a devil. If there's a heaven, there's a hell. And God's trying to warn you. Why? But we need to warn others. I don't want one person to go to hell. I'm telling you, I don't want a woman to go there. I wouldn't want my worst enemy to go there. And you know what? He's over here dealing with Pilate. And Pilate is literally, he's over here talking to the Lord like he's really somebody. Look at the Lord. Look, if the Lord wanted to, the Lord could have told Pilate. He said, I know the day you was born. I know how much you weighed when you was born. I know the day you're going to die. I know how long you're going to be wherever. And he could have told Pilate everything. And he just stands there. You see how the Lord deals? You know what? He didn't even answer Pilate's question. He goes and talks about the kingdom here in just a minute. You know what happens there? Why? He knew Pilate was shutting off to the truth. I wonder how many people nowadays are just shut off to the truth. Why? They don't want it.
That's right.
They don't want to hear the truth.
That's right.
And y'all, we don't never want to get to that place right there. That's dangerous. You get to where you won't accept truth if it's given to you. The Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. The truth itself literally staring Pilate right in the face.
That's right.
Now watch what he says right here. He's not sincere about it. You're going to find out people go off in these wicked ways. He's short-sighted. Look at verse number 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." Why? Because, look, this world is different from the world to come. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to set up one of these days there. And look, yes, right now, as far as in your heart, He should be ruling over your heart. But let me tell you something. That Bible teaches one of these days that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is going to be seen face to face. I'll be able to see Him. That's what the Bible says. I just want to show you something there in your Bible. Hold your place there and turn to Daniel chapter number 2. I get excited about this. Why? Because, y'all, you got a lot of these people that spiritualize and allegorize the Scriptures. And I'm going to tell you something. It's dangerous. You're going to see a literal, the Lord Jesus Christ one day. Why? I want to see Him one day.
That's right.
Y'all, some of these people, they don't know where they're going. It's just sad if you don't know where you're going. If I was outside and I said, look, hey, I don't know where I'm going. You know what that means? That means I'm lost. To me, that's just common sense. An atheist is lost. Why? He don't know where he's going. An evolutionist is lost. Why? Because he don't know where he came from or nothing. He's lost. So you know what? This man right here is so short-sighted, he just lost. You know what people are doing? They're building sandcastles.
That's right.
They're just living for the here and now. Why? He said, now is my kingdom's not now. That means it's going to be.
That's right, brother.
Yes, you're born in the kingdom of God, but y'all, one of these days, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back.
Amen.
That's what the Bible teaches. Yes, you can spiritualize it, make it say what you want it to say, but that's not what the Bible says. I'm worried about what the Bible says, not what you think it means. Daniel 2 verse 44 says, "In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed." That's not now. It says, "And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Let me show you another one. Hold your place here and look at Revelation 11. Revelation 11. It's good for you to turn in your Bibles and see these things. I want you to say, I'm not just speaking out of my mind here. This thing right here is in the Bible. He's telling Pilate there, you're short-sighted. Y'all, you know what fascinates me? Y'all, is the fact I'm able to stand here and tell you about a place. A place that's real. A place that people go to. A place that's filled. Now, a place of joy. A place where no sin, no sorrow, no death. It's nothing like that going on. Why? Because it's in contrast to the world you're in right now. Well, there's sorrow in the world right now. But look, sorrow looks back. Worry looks all around. But hope looks up, y'all. Well, I'm telling you, there's just a hope there. And I've got that hope in my heart. I hope you got it in your heart. Why? Because this world is just drags you down. And the Lord Jesus Christ builds you up. The world says, oh, you can't do it. But the Lord says, I've already done it. And why? Because that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the mentality. He gives you a different mentality. He's saying, Pilate, yes, you got it figured out in this world, but in the world to come, you don't know what's going on.
Amen.
Wow, just so short-sighted. This world's short-sighted.
Yes.
Revelation 11, verse 15. And the seven angels sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ.
Yes.
And He shall reign forever and ever. Y'all, I'm looking forward to that. What I'm telling you is, he's saying, Pilate, you're so short-sighted because you don't realize what's going on. You think it's just here and now. What I'm telling you is there's more to life than just the here and now. It's things to come. Keep that on your mind. Why? Because if you don't keep that on your mind, you're going to let this world bring you down and you're not going to be in a good fellowship. Why? Because you think it's just the sufferings. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ had a crown. He had the cross first, then the crown. He had the sufferings. Then whenever He comes back, it's going to be glory. Well, right now, y'all, you've just got, yes, you're going to have things go on. People are going to talk bad about you. People are going to run you down. Don't let that bring you down.
That's right.
Well, right now, you go through suffering. We have loss and things like that. Loss of life. That's the earth.
That's it.
But y'all, one day you're going to be in a place where it's not like that.
Yes.
You're going to be in a place with no sin at all. No, I just can't imagine that. Why? Because this world right here is just full of sin. It's full of things that bring you down in your mind. Let me tell you something. That's why you have to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Pilate's confused and Pilate's over there and he don't know whether to listen to his wife or listen to the crowd or this or that and other, and the Lord Jesus staring him right in the face. That's how the world is.
Amen.
Pilate's a picture of a worldly man. Y'all, the answer's staring you right in the face, and you know if you're doing wrong, you're doing wrong. And the Lord Jesus is saying the truth right here. If you take it, it's right here in front of you. The Lord don't make it hard. Y'all, we are the ones that make things hard. We say, I wonder if I should be doing this. And the Lord said the truth right here in front of you.
Amen.
You know, most people got a Bible right in there on the coffee table. And it's dust on it. Dust on the Bible, dust on your soul.
Amen.
It's like those songs said. I like that bluegrass, man. That song builds me up. Why? It reminds me I need to stay in the Bible.
Absolutely.
Why? Because I don't want to be like Pilate. Pilate said, I find no fault in him at all, and didn't even trust him. Pilate knew he was innocent, didn't even trust him. You see that thing there? He's short-sighted. Now, are you living for the here and now? Listen to this verse, 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know what's real? The things you can't see. The things that you can see, this stuff right here, this is just temporal. It's all going to fade away. 100 years from now, this thing right here will probably be faded away. These pews right here, 100 years from now, won't look as good as they look right now. My body, 100 years from now, will be gone and be dust. But let me tell you something. I've got something in the Lord Jesus Christ that's not seen. You say, well, I see you right now, Brother Chase. No, you don't. You just see a dying shell. You know what's going to happen to this body? The worm's going to get it. That's just the truth of the matter. But there's something in here. There's something on the inside, eternal. And if you've got it, you know it.
Amen.
Why? Because that Holy Spirit's a living. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives with me today. He walks with me. He talks with me.
Amen.
A long life's narrow way.
Yes.
He lives. Why? How do you know? How do I know He lives? He lives inside my heart.
Amen.
I don't have to ask you. I don't care what you think or anybody else. But I know I'm saved.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Bible word. You got some of these people, they kind of part saved. And it's kind of like the Lord, you know, they're out there. This way they think about it, you know. It's like He just got them, you know, they're out here drowning. And He pulled them up kind of close to the shore, just left, and now you get it from here. No, the Lord saved me. He brought me out of the ocean and put me up on the bank. And He put a bridge up over here like this right here. And He said, you can't get back over there no more. But a saved.
Amen.
That don't mean I'm almost. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that confidence?
Amen.
I wish you had that confidence, because I can tell you something, it helps your service.
Yes,
some of these people, so-and-so, they done lost it. Well, when did they lose it? When, do you know? Well, I don't know, but I know this right here. Well, what about you? Y'all, a lot of these people, they talk about this and lost it, and that and lost it, and the other lost it. But guess what? They never lose it, do they? You ever notice that? You ever notice some of these people? Look, there's people in other countries that think you can't be saved. You got a TV in your house. And you say, well, so-and-so, they're lost it. But you watch bad stuff on your TV, but you kept it though. You don't do those things, but you take pleasure in those that do them. But you still okay. What I'm telling y'all is that's that old pharisaical attitude. Thank God He's keeping me. I don't have to keep Him. Look, I don't base my salvation on nothing other than the Lord Jesus Christ and His holding hand.
Amen.
Why? Because look here, I couldn't hold myself up for three. I wouldn't trust my best 3 seconds to get me to heaven.
Amen.
I'm telling you this, they won't heed the warning in closing. They missed the Lord's purpose. And you'll see that in verse number 37. He says, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Let me ask you this morning. Can you hear the Lord talking to you? I'm not saying, you know, chase. You know, some of these people say, Lord spoke me the other day and said, look, the Lord has got a still small voice, and you can tell when He's dealing with your heart. And you know what? I talk to Him through prayer, and He talks to me through that Word. Amen. I can get in that Word of God right there, and I can literally tell that the Lord Jesus is trying to lead me to do something, and He's telling me something. That book is just clear and plain. He said, Brother Chase, you're crazy. Well, that's fine. The world thinks I'm crazy anyway. I'll be a fool for Christ's sake. Amen. What I'm telling you is these people are missing it. They're missing the purpose. The Lord Jesus Christ came to give you the truth. Now, why am I saying that? In John 8:32, He said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Right.
Now, who puts you in bondage? The devil. The Bible said he's the father of lies in John 8:44. So you know what the devil tries to do? Hold you in bondage by lies. Today, if you're in bondage by something, it's because the devil's got you under a lie. Well, I just can't trust. Okay, well, that's the devil's lie, because the Bible said whosoever will. Well, I can't know. What the Bible says is you can know. That's what the Bible says over and over. Paul said, I am persuaded He's able to keep me until that day.
Amen.
What I'm telling you is there's confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you don't have confidence, you better check out why. That's the devil. The devil, he's a father of lies, and he tries to keep you confused. The Bible says the devil is the author of confusion. Today, we don't have to be confused.
That's
why?
Right,
you can get it from the Lord.
Amen.
If you're confused, it's not God's fault. It's your fault and the devil's fault. Why? You're yielding to the devil. Here's the last thing. They miss out on propitiation. Now, why'd I use that big word? Because it's a Bible word. We don't need to bring the Bible down the world. We need to bring the world up to the Bible. So what I do, I got my dictionary out, and it says this: the act of appeasing wrath and winning the favor of an offended person. You know who's offended? God the Father is offended. Why? Because His Son had to die for sin. So you know what Pilate did? Pilate went off in his sins. You know what? Today you don't have to go off in your sins. If you're saved, you don't have to keep on in that same old way of life that's bringing down. If you're saved, you can say, Lord, I need your help with this, and He'll help you. And if you're lost, guess what He'll do? The Lord Jesus Christ will take you. He said, if whosoever come to me, He said, I will no wise cast him out.
Amen.
God's not going to cast you out if you come to Him. If He died on the cross for you, would He make it hard? He said, coming to Him like drinking water. He said, coming to Him like eating bread. Why? You're taking something in. You're taking something in. You know what He'll do? He'll come on the inside of your heart.
Yes, He will.
You know what a little girl said one time? She said, Jesus on the inside of my heart. And the mama said, well, yeah. He said, or she said, well, if the Lord's on the inside of my heart and He's bigger than me, won't He stick out? He will. He will.
Amen.
He'll show up and show out, won't He? What I'm telling you today is, you know what they did? They rejected Christ, and they got a robber and a murderer, Barabbas. You know what you're saying today? If you won't take Jesus Christ, you're saying you would rather have a murderer and a robber. That's just how it is. Now, you know what? If you're a Christian today, and the God's showing you the truth about a thing, you know what we better do? You better not take Barabbas. They got what they wanted. And when you get what you want, you're not going to want what you get.
That's right, brother.
You know what we want? We need to want the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you know what? If you want Him, He'll come to you.
Yes, He will.
He'll come to you. Let's close in prayer. Brother Carey, close us out.
First, Father, we would like to say you give us a little bit of a message.